I start putting in the New York Post covers because I was curious if I remember there was articles written about Mangini getting an extension. I was trying to see if it was on one of the back pages. So I go through the week. Listen to this week. So the Giants beat the Cardinals the same day.
This is the cover of the week of the Titan win.
So the Jets beat the Titans. They go to 8-3. The Titans get their first loss from 10-0 to 10-1.
I think Kerry Collins was the quarterback of that Titan team.
Okay, on that same on that same Sunday, the Giants beat the Cardinals. Now remember, the Giants won the Super Bowl the year before.
Right.
The Giants get to 10-1 by beating the Cardinals. So as I'm trying to find this Mangini thing,
that's the Plaxico Burress.
I'm getting there. So in this week, as I'm going through the headlines, listen to this week.
Yeah.
All right. You got the Jets beating the Titans. All right. So obviously, forget the Titans is the back page. The day after that, there was a picture of Favre and the Golden Jets or whatever the hell they were, Golden Arm Jets or whatever it was. The next day, I'm talking about a week. The next day, the Jets said the Knicks get embarrassed by a very young, younger LeBron James and the Cavaliers.
Okay.
The day after that, Stephon Marbury requests a trade out of New York.
Right.
The day after that, he is traded out of New York.
Right.
The day after that, Plaxico Burress shoots himself.
Wow.
Think about that week.
Crazy.
In New York. And then you find out, well, we didn't find out, but then the Jets start their downward trend. The Giants start their downward trend. We went from two football teams that were 10-1 and 8-3 that appeared to be on a possible collision course into nowhere.
And that Giant team looked like they were a dominant team.
They looked like a team that was going to go 14-2
No doubt about it. Better than a team that won the Super Bowl.
I couldn't agree with you more.
No, they really did look. And let's be honest about this. And they lost to the Eagles in a playoff game.
Okay.
They played the Eagles and they won one more game. I think they went 11-5.
From 10-1.
Right. And they lost to the Eagles in a playoff game. Bad loss. But let me just say this about Plaxico. He got so screwed. I thought Bloomberg was a very good mayor. I thought he was a good mayor, okay? But he screwed Plaxico. He really hosed him. There was no reason he had to go to jail. No reason.
Not arguing with you. But that certainly submarined their season.
Yes.
I mean,
killed their season.
In a bad way. Eddie, do you have any of those? Did you ever hear Al do these songs? The Plaxico songs? And I'm not saying it just to play them.
There's a reason about Plaxico?
Okay.
Actually, I think we did a contest where listeners wrote the songs, but then I sang the songs.
And then this is the best part. I want you to shut your eyes. Eddie will play one or two of them. And just imagine that years later, during the Boomer and Carl. Remember I told you the story about Eddie George, the way they really got me?
Yes.
Years later, Plaxico was in studio. And Craig thought it would be really fun for Eddie to play the songs with Plaxico here while staring at Al. If he can find it.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Were you ripping? Were these songs ripping?
I didn't write these, though. The listeners did.
But Plaxico Burress had no idea.
Right.
And this poor guy is sitting right here as Craig is saying, by the way, that's the guy right there that sung these songs. So I don't know if you can find him or not.
Plax has got a gun. Plax has got a gun. His whole world's come undone. Clubbing just became unfun.
That's one.
2020, 24 hours ago. Uh-oh. Plax was indicted. And now he's going to do 4 years in a row. Uh-oh. Plax was indicted. Well, I had a number 17 jersey and a Super Bowl ring. Could have caught for 1,000 yards, even when I didn't show up in spring. But each time Coach talked, I heard the same old thing. He says, no practice means fines, and then I can't afford more bling. I'm like, Antonio, my man, let's hit the town and dance. He says, you shouldn't go out dancing with that gun in your pants.
Wow. Those songs are actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
They're very funny. But they are. Just imagine Plaxico.
Well, how did he react?
I think he was fine.
Yeah, I mean, he rolled with it.
I mean, what are you going to do?
He got so hosed. Bloomberg so hosed him. It was terrible what he did. There's no reason this guy should have went to jail. He was so made an example of. Terrible.
And out in a midtown New York club with Antonio Pierce, my bud.
Oh, wow.
We're in the VIP section with no metal detection when I just shot myself.
Al, you're doing pretty good with that, Al.
I was trying to do the voices of the singers.
A little Billy Idol. I like that.
Oh, man. It's just the whole thing, the whole imagery of him sitting here.
Steve Tyler, all of that.
I'll get up in the evening.
Oh, God.
'Cause I got no game today. By 2 a.m. I'm bleeding.
Oh,
I got a bullet in nothing but screwed, man. Man, I just ruined my whole life. Hey there, Antonio.
He's in every one.
I could use here. Just a little help. Antonio, did my here. Gun just fire? Hey, Pierce, did you see that spark? My bodyguard was for hire.
Oh, wow.
Why'd I bring that gun in the club?
Yeah. So wow. Pretty, but so that, how about that week though in New York sports?
That's crazy, man.
That is really something.
So the week after my team beat the Titans and I'm delirious, that's the week Plaxico shot
yes,
himself.
That's the week Plaxico shot himself. Crazy. That's the week that Favre was hurt and we didn't know. That was right. The week Stephon Marbury wanted out
Marbury.
And got traded. I mean, that is some week.
Stephon
come Marbury. Out, oh Plaxico, God. Let's hit the club. We're going to Midtown, we'll stop at a pub. I know this great joint where the girls like to rub. Right up against your gun. I know you like to flash that Super Bowl ring. New York on the front, hey, it's quite the bling. But when the bullet rammed your thigh, how much did it sting? Boomer and Carton were stunned.
Oh, God.
Because bullet wounds ain't much fun.
No, they're not. No, they're not. So, anyhow, wow. There you go. A walk down memory lane. How many are there?
You got more, Al?
Shot in the leg.
Oh, that was Bon Jovi?
What was that?
Right? Is that a Bon Jovi?
He's number 17. He keeps his jail cell clean.
Oh,
he's the best damn receiver Rikers ever seen. He's got no compromise. He's doing 3 to 5. Reached in his sweats and shot one right through his thigh. Crying, this ain't fair. Bloomberg doesn't care. He's pushing real hard for a third term as mayor. Now the news is breaking. There's no mistaking. His career is fading. And Plax is facing 3 years. Isn't all that long.
Wow. Wow, wow,
AC/DC.
Wow.
That's pretty good. You did pretty good with that, man.
16 years ago, a much younger Al Dukes.
Oh, yeah, my
you were how many? 38. 2008. 16 years ago.
2008.